But people were actually taken to these facilities for not complying with things like contact tracing or home quarantine and things of that nature. The places of detention, of course, like I said, it lists prisons, mental health facilities, and then it talks about public health orders and pandemic orders, and even lists direction given in the exercise of a pandemic management power, and of course, what they call emergency powers. And you know, the agenda with climate change in the future. Australia's just released this report. I've been talking about it for weeks now. It's Australia's pandemic preparedness report. And we have five separate pandemics that they have identified that are going to hit the whole world. And they talk about how these are going to be, it's dependent on climate change when these pandemics just shift because of human encroachment on animal environments and things like that. So at any given time, they can say that there's a public health need, there's an emergency because we're impacting the climate, all of these things, and they can do it to us yet again. And you saw how quickly the people fell for it last time. They will fall for it again. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, October 26th, 2022 broadcast. I'm Maria Z, guest hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show and reporting to you from the testing ground of the New World Order here in Australia. And the US midterms are coming up, and I want to give everyone some motivation as to why it is so important to vote and get people with integrity in power. Steve and Owen were talking about this earlier, and it is truly crucial. We really have to fight in every way that we possibly can with integrity, and God does honor those who do things with integrity. Now, I'm saying all of this because what I'm about to share with everyone today is some of the most alarming laws in the world that have been introduced into Australia. And some of these have already been passed. And if we don't win against these maniacs, this will come to every single country because Australia is the testing ground of the New World Order. We are treated like lab rats here. And I know that the people of America certainly do not want to be treated like lab rats. No one does. We are all fed up with these maniac eugenicists doing what they're doing to the whole world. But we have a bunch of leftists and climate change cultists in power here in Australia. And since they were selected, not elected, into the parliament, we've had some insane laws passed in our country, some of the most extreme laws in the world, to the point where they've even made the mainstream media. So I want to talk to everyone about that and warn everyone and remind everyone to keep an eye out on Australia, because whatever they do to us here, they will do to you in your country if our people don't rise up. So the first one that I want to talk about is a law called the Monitoring of Places of Detention by the United Nations Subcommittee on Prevention of Torture, OPCAT Bill 2022. This bill was introduced under the guise of preventing torture, and it allows the United Nations to come into our facilities such as mental health wards or prisons and make sure that everyone's being treated fairly there, or that's what they say is the reason why they're allowing the United Nations into our facilities. But when you actually start reading through the legislation, you see that that's not the case. And funnily enough, we released this report in August on zmedia.com, and all of the predictions that I made reading through this legislation came true. Unfortunately, you know, most people don't have the time to read through pages and pages, hundreds of pages of legislation. And so this is how they slip this stuff in. It's unbelievable. But basically, it says that it's a bill for an act to facilitate visits to places of detention and access to information by the United Nations Subcommittee. It talks about people that get taken for public health reasons to quarantine facilities, though. You know what happened in Australia during the period of the so-called pandemic we know that it wasn't a real pandemic, where people were actually taken to these facilities for not complying with things like contact tracing or home quarantine and things of that nature. The places of detention, of course, like I said, it lists prisons, mental health facilities, and then it talks about public health orders and pandemic orders, and even lists direction given in the exercise of a pandemic management power, and of course, what they call emergency powers. And you know, the agenda with climate change in the future. Australia's just released this report. I've been talking about it for weeks now. It's Australia's pandemic preparedness report. And we have five separate pandemics that they have identified that are going to hit the whole world. And they talk about how these are going to be, it's dependent on climate change when these pandemics just shift because of human encroachment on animal environments and things like that. So at any given time, they can say that there's a public health need, there's an emergency because we're impacting the climate, all of these things, and they can do it to us yet again. And you saw how quickly the people fell for it last time. They will fall for it again. The UN has unrestricted access to any part of the place of detention. And I'm telling you, this has even made the mainstream. In the next segment, we're going to keep talking about that, and I'll let you know what the mainstream has to say about it. We'll be back right after this short break. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host today, Maria Z. We're talking about what the Australian government has brought in under the guise of preventing torture in quarantine facilities, in prisons. But what this actually is a means for the United Nations to come into quarantine facilities and interrogate citizens. And that's actually evidenced in the bill that was introduced into Australia. It goes on to talk about how the United Nations have unrestricted access to any part of the detention facilities where people might be held under the guise of public health. It talks about the UN being able to interview any person and also deny them a support person. So it says that you're allowed a support person, but the United Nations representative has the ability to deny you the right to have that support person present. So it's a one-on-one interrogation with the United Nations, who we know are serving the globalist satanic cabal. And I want to say here, if this is for your health, if they are there to make sure that you're not being tortured or you're actually there because this is for public health, why would they specifically go to the effort of writing into law that the United Nations have the right to deny you a support person? If this is for your health, if it's for your well-being, why would they need to deny you that right? In fact, it should be a human right here to be able to have that support person present. If we're doing everything above board, but every single person around the world knows that these people are psychopaths. We know what they did to us over the past 2 years. We know how capable they are of producing lies that, despite the fact that people see straight through the lies, despite the evidence mounting all over the world of the fact that these people have lied about the safety of these shots, have lied about their efficacy, and have openly gone out killing people with their shots. And I mean that. These people are murderers. Despite all of that, they've still kept going because they don't care. They will just keep lying to you. But people are waking up, and for that, I am grateful. We've actually had this reach the mainstream media news, and I predicted this back in August when we reported on it. And I said, this is going to be brought in under the guise of protecting people and protecting their human rights. But that is just a front for the fact that they want to bring this into legislation. This was introduced into the state of Victoria, and it turns out the Daily Mail has actually reported on this and said that there's been outrage as the United Nations shows up for unannounced Australia's prisons for random inspections. Go to Saudi Arabia instead, they say, where they still put people to death for being gay. So they're feigning this outrage now. They're faking this. It says the UN prison inspectors were sent packing after being denied access to New South Wales prisons. But then it says that the inspectors left the country for New York after a 12-day Australian tour. So be warned, Americans. These so-called prevention of torture inspectors are coming to New York right after they were denied access to some prisons here. It goes on to talk about the fact that they have suspended plans to look at Australian detention facilities after New South Wales and Queensland, these two states, blocked access. And it actually mentions here the representatives from the UN subcommittee, and, you know, they really want to hammer home that they're there to make sure that they're preventing torture, were obstructed from carrying out, listen to these words, their protective mandate. There's that word mandate again, violating the country's agreement or obligations, they say. So we're now obligated to allow these UN goons into our detention facilities. And again, I'm telling you, they've specifically written into here quarantine facilities under public health measures. There's one more alarming thing in this Daily Mail article, which actually says that UN inspectors were given access to Commonwealth-run detention facilities, but did not specify which ones. So they have actually been to other Commonwealth-run detention facilities. They're just not telling us which ones. Now, within the next breath, another article was released by the mainstream media, which said that Queensland is now going to change laws that prevented UN inspectors entering mental health wards. So they come out with this article. Look how the mainstream coordinates to lie to the people. They come out with an article saying, oh, there's been outrage. What are you doing in our prisons? But they talk about the fact that there's a mandate. Our country has an obligation to the United Nations to let them into our facilities. And then in the next breath, Queensland goes and changes laws to allow the United Nations into mental health wards. But that's where it starts. It's all done under the guise of protecting you, under the guise of human rights, just like this insane trans agenda. Oh, it's about equality. It's about human rights. We want to treat everyone fairly and make sure we're all equal. Meanwhile, they're plotting to lock dissidents up in facilities. And this is exactly what this is about. And I'm going to prove it to you in the coming segments. But basically, the delegation's head here has said, Aisha Shujuni Mohammed has condemned both states for restricting access to UN officials and has said that it is deeply regrettable that the limited understanding of the subcommittee on preventing tortures, again, there's that word mandate, lack of cooperation stemming from internal disagreements, especially with respect to the states of Queensland, has compelled us to take this drastic measure. What they're doing at the moment in Australia is they're introducing laws through Queensland because there's some sort of a loophole where this ends up applying to the rest of the country. And again, I'll prove that to you later on in the show. But it says they go on to talk about the fact that this looks like either gross incompetence or deliberate obstruction. This is gross incompetence. Why aren't we letting the United Nations into our facilities? My goodness, look at the propaganda and the level of brainwashing here. And most people will believe it because they think it's for public health and human rights. It's unbelievable. Based on what we've heard from advocacy groups, I dread to think what the government might be hiding as they duck and weave these inspections. And then they go on. You know, they create this outrage. They create this outrage in order to justify bringing in tougher laws. This is what they do. They create a stir in the mainstream. They create a stir in the people who think that the mainstream serves the good of the people, which is a complete lie because they're working hand in hand with these people to kill you. And then they buy this stuff and then you get virtue signaling activists saying, oh, we're gonna get involved in this. We need the United Nations here to make sure that we're safe. All these poor people with mental health issues. It's unbelievable how they do it and how they spin it. But they go on to say that last week's disastrous UN visits shows the importance of realizing this protection. They're calling it protection, allowing the United Nations to come in and interrogate citizens one-on-one and deny them a support person. It is absolutely horrendous. And it is past time for human rights to be fully protected, including all closed settings in Queensland. I mean, literally 2 months ago, I warned that this was coming. That report is up on zmedia.com. We've also got the Emergency Management Amendment Bill, Temporary COVID-19 Provisions Bill of 2022 that I want to talk to you about. And again, you know, most people don't find it interesting breaking down legislation, but we're distracted, while they're trying to sweep COVID under the rug and call it, you know, oh, well, we just did the best that we could with the information that we had and we had to move at the speed of science. The most unscientific statement I've ever heard made by these people. while they're distracting you with that, this is the kind of stuff that they're slipping right under our noses. And I would caution the people of the United States to watch for this. Someone should take the responsibility of watching for new bills like this and reporting on it, because while people are distracted, this is what they do to you. But back to this Emergency Management Amendment Bill in Western Australia, it allows authorised COVID-19 officers nominated by the Chief Health Officer, which is Dr. Andrew Robertson, who just so happens to have extensive experience working with the United Nations and in a military capacity. Surprise, surprise. They don't need a warrant to enter your home. They don't need proof that you have COVID or any disease. They just have to have a suspicion that you do. They can break into your home without any evidence as to why they're there, take your property, seize you, take you to a quarantine facility where you legally now, according to this legislation, can be forced to submit to a medical procedure. That, of course, we know includes vaccination. The Immunization Agenda 2030 document, which you can find online it's been published in coordination with the WHO, plans to vaccinate the world with 500 new vaccines by 2030. These people aren't going to stop. I'll see you just on the other side of the break.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, coming to you live from the testing ground of the New World Order that is Australia. I want to talk about the importance of supporting InfoWars. I haven't been asked to do this plug, but working in independent media, I really understand the need for people to support independent media. See, most independent media is funded for the people because they serve the people. We exist for the people. And this broadcast, InfoWars, has been instrumental in providing a platform for people who are seeking the truth and telling people the truth that the mainstream media would never tell you. So you will never get this crucial information that is literally life-saving in the mainstream. They will hide this from you until their very last breath because they're funded and paid by the globalists. So please support InfoWars. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and support your favorite broadcasters whenever you get the chance, because the truth reaching you depends on your support. I want to go back to this Emergency Management Amendment Bill. Interestingly, it talks about COVID-19 in this bill. It's a Western Australian bill that was introduced, there's been a lot of noise about this one. See, what they did was they ended the temporary emergency powers in the state of Western Australia. Then they introduced this bill, which, as it stands, is in place for 2 years, but they specified COVID-19 in there. Now, my assumption is because COVID-19 is the flavor of the day and it's easiest to get away with if they put COVID-19 in and later on just make an amendment. Say, oh, well, it's not COVID-19 anymore, it's influenza or it's this, that, and the other, whatever new disease they decide to concoct in their bio labs, where they are creating more and more viruses. We just saw that article come out of Boston University. There's also been another one where they have announced that they've created a more dangerous version of monkeypox. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I think that what's happened since we at Z Media made noise about this particular bill in Western Australia, this went around the world. Let me tell you, we had support from people in the United States, former military sending us videos saying we stand with you. People created Substacks. this video of me talking about this legislation was shared on Twitter. The last time I checked, it was almost 300,000 people had seen it. And we raised awareness about this to the point where they've actually pulled down the bill from their website. You can't find it anymore. We've got copies, thankfully, and we've found a link that works. But they've taken the bill down from the website because of the amount of public pushback that that occurred as a result of this report. So that's just proof to you that the power of independent media in raising awareness about these issues. The mainstream did report on it, but it was nowhere near the truth about this bill and what it actually allows. And following our report, people were horrified. It resulted in protests. It resulted in people going to the front of parliament and protesting and saying, we will not allow for this. This is absolutely insane. And why on earth would we be doing it at this stage, this late in the game, when Biden says the pandemic's over? Why do we need to do this? You can find that report, new legislation to force Australians into quarantine and force injections. I don't know the exact title, but it is on the Z Media channel on band.video. I want to talk about the fact that, you know, maybe they've introduced this bill to distract from the fact that we've actually made changes to the Public Health Act of 2005 as of September 2022, the 7th of September 2022. And again, this was done in Queensland, which means that it applies to all states. This is the first time that I'm presenting this information. And I'm going to give everyone a brief overview of this legislation. And then I'm going to release a detailed report this week. It'll be up on zmedia.com. It'll also be up on band.video. I think the world really needs to see this report and understand the extent of what these people have planned. This legislation, I'm repeating, applies to all of Australia, and they are writing it in to the law that they can then go and take citizens to these quarantine facilities and forcefully inject them. And I'm not even kidding. This is what the law says. So it talks about notifiable conditions in this legislation. And it says, it uses words like declared health services to minimize infection risks. So basically what it allows for is the chief health officers of whatever state to convert certain health services to quarantine facilities or nominate health services for the purpose of quarantining people. It talks about protecting children and responding to public health emergencies. Now, there's so much in here about public health. We recently had a bill pass in the state of Queensland, which is very, very similar to what Gavin Newsom has just introduced in his state, which basically makes what one Australian doctor described to me on air as it turns doctors into agents of the government. They are not allowed to disagree with anything that would undermine public health or public confidence in the government's recommended program. I mentioned before that the World Health Organization has released their plan to vaccinate, introduce 500 new vaccines by the year 2030. I recently interviewed Professor Dolores Cahill, and she says we are in the killing years of Agenda 21. It's between the years 2020 and 2026. So it's no wonder that they're introducing all of this by that year. And then Australia's pandemic preparedness plan that they've released in conjunction with CSIRO, who was previously involved or accused of being involved in gain-of-function research in Wuhan and has been involved in weather modification activities in Australia previously, they want this pandemic preparedness plan in place by 2027. And what people really need to grasp is that this is a slow burn plan. They're not going to do it suddenly again so soon after COVID. But all of these little things that they're writing into the law right now will enable them to, at the drop of a hat, do it to you again. So people need to remain involved in this information. But I will go on. It gives power to state or local governments. The Public Health Act of 2005, last updated 7th of September 2022. It allows them to remove anything from a place, kill animals, and tell people how long they cannot use a place. So say they decide that your home or your place of residence or your place of work is not safe, for whatever reason, they can shut down an establishment indefinitely. And it says that they have to go to a magistrate to get enforcement orders or warrants. Essentially, the only criteria of what whoever these authorized officers are that are going and applying for these things is that they need to just believe that someone will be a risk to public health. They just need to have reasonable belief that an area could be at risk to a public health emergency or a notifiable condition. So there's no real evidence required. They just have to believe it. And there are multiple places inside this legislation where they've actually allowed for this to be overridden, the need for it to go through a magistrate and the due process. Because if it's an emergency, they can just go ahead and do it. They make special note of these notifiable health conditions, which is essentially whatever they define as notifiable, they can make it influenza. And they've also listed this in the preparedness plan, the Australian pandemic preparedness plan that I keep making reference to. They've spoken about how influenza is going to be a pandemic driver and we need to be prepared for it. Talks about the powers of people like contact tracing officers, and I'll get into that right on the other side of this break. You don't want to miss this next part. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Today we're talking about insane legislation that has been introduced into Australia, and we're talking about the Public Health Act of 2005. Going on from what we were saying before, the contact tracing officers have been given these powers that they only need to reasonably suspect that a person has a notifiable condition or may have been in contact with someone who has a notifiable condition. It literally says may have been. So there's no proof required of the fact that this person is actually sick. And again, they tested this during COVID. They put a lady named Hayley Hodgson into a quarantine facility because she was a close contact. Even though she was negative, she was a close contact and she breached her home quarantine conditions, and therefore she was taken against her will to Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory. This was an example of what is going to happen. And we see what's happening to the people of China right now. They're taking them to these quarantine facilities. They're building more and more of these. They just announced over $300 million, if I'm not mistaken, dedicated to a new facility in China. Again, another one. I mean, look at this. What do you need something of this magnitude being built now, another $300 million for what they're calling zero COVID policy, which we all know is not achievable and it is a lie, a means to control the people. They are building more and more of these all over the whole world. And in Australia, it's in this legislation, it says that the chief health officer may order detention if they suspect someone has a notifiable condition. They're expected to counsel that person on how they're affecting their community by potentially spreading this notifiable condition that they don't even have proof that that person has, but they don't have to. If it's an emergency, they don't even have to counsel that person or try and educate them. And it's interesting that they use the word counsel because this is very reminiscent of 1984 and the re-education camps. They want to re-educate you about what public health means and re-educate you about how you're putting the community at risk by spreading, I don't know, a cough. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And the reason why they're doing this now and writing this into legislation is because they were so successful over the past 2 years in fooling the public. And my hope and my prayer is that throughout this broadcast, people will realize that we can never, ever, ever let them fool us like that again. And they will try, mark my words, play this back in a few years' time, and you will see that they will try this again unless we get a mass awakening happening, but it is happening more and more. Now, it says that these chief health officers or authorized officers can apply for certain orders such as an initial examination order, a behavioral order, or a detention order. There's different types of orders, but essentially they can force you into a medical examination. They can force you into a behavioral assessment, which obviously includes someone who doesn't believe that this is a notifiable condition or that this is a real pandemic. You know, they allowed protests. Well, they didn't even allow them actually during the time of COVID if you were protesting against vaccines. We had one of the largest protests, I think, in Australian history that was not allowed. Over 150,000 people turned up in Sydney in July of 2020 to a protest that was not allowed by the government to protest what was happening to us. And, you know, if the people just resisted more back then, if they didn't get scared by the heavy-handedness of the police, they actually came back and said that they were using surveillance technology to look through and analyze mainstream media footage to then go and send fines to people that were at that protest. But if people stood up against it and kept going, you know, how many more times can they repeat the same tactics? We can't be afraid of standing up to tyranny. We just can't. There has to be no fear in the fight for freedom. So these people can approve orders without the person being present. So it also makes reference to people that run away when they know that this is happening, the fact that they can go and they can get a warrant to apprehend them at wherever they think that that person may be, a warrant to break into the home of wherever they think that person might be residing. It's absolute insanity. And we know that, for example, Israel was using their intelligence database or systems to monitor people during COVID without their knowledge or consent. So it's not very hard for them to track people down, considering all of the technology that we have in place. Throughout the document, it repeatedly states that any authorized person can use whatever force is necessary to achieve the submission of the person. It uses the word submission, whatever force is necessary to get the person to submit. This is written in legislation. I want people to understand the insanity of this. We have this in our law. It's unbelievable. And it makes regular references to the person with the notifiable condition and their behavior, putting others at risk. For example, not getting vaccinated. And again, we know that more vaccines are coming. This is the biggest moneymaker and depopulation tool that these people have. Pfizer's putting up the cost after they've added the COVID-19 injections to the child immunization record. Pfizer shot up their profits and the cost of their injections because, I don't know, making money off killing kids is apparently fine these days, and the mainstream media will support that. And these people are disgusting, and they will pay for what they've done to humanity, whether it's on this side of heaven or where they're going, which is hell. It then goes on to discuss how they must explain the details of the medical treatment to the person to give them an opportunity to submit, give them the opportunity to submit before they use whatever force is necessary. Guys, I'm not kidding. This is in Australian law, and it's coming to you if you don't fight back against this. It also makes reference to what they call reckless spread of a notifiable condition. And in this section, it actually says that those who recklessly spread by not getting vaccinated aren't committing an offence under this particular section in this legislation, but they are subject to Criminal Code Section 317, which actually says that these people can be imprisoned for life. So they've made sure to write that special note there into this section. So I want to spend a bit of time breaking this down. They've purposely written here that reckless spread, they've alluded to the fact that this does, the reckless spread is attributed to those who have refused to get vaccinated, right? And keeping in mind, we're done with COVID-19 now, yeah? Biden says the pandemic's over. Australian mainstream keeps telling us that we have to move on from this. And Dominic Perrottet, the Premier of New South Wales, is talking about how we need to start focusing on smart cities now. Unbelievable, shifting our focus. Meanwhile, the smart cities seek to control every single aspect of our lives. But this is actually talking about reckless spread, making reference to people that have not been vaccinated. And it says they're not committing a crime under this part of the legislation, but those who contribute to reckless spread of diseases are referenced under the Criminal Code, which does allow for imprisonment for life for anyone who's been accused and proven of spreading a notifiable condition or a transmittable disease or a dangerous disease, which we know They told us COVID was deadly. They told us that it was easily transmitted from person to person. I don't know about you, but I attended protests in the middle of lockdowns. I hugged and kissed people. I'm not saying that people weren't getting sick, but the transmission that they told us was a lie. And it was a lie telling us that these so-called vaccines stopped that transmission. So what makes us think they won't lie to us again, considering it was so effective last time in controlling the people? And this type of information is literally crucial to your very existence. This information, if this was in the mainstream, this would be over tomorrow. The globalist control would be over tomorrow, but these people will never tell you the truth because the mainstream media is complicit in this genocide against humanity. It is absolutely crucial to get this out, share this everywhere. I'll see you in a moment.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
You know, in that ad, Alex just said the threat of the globalists. And I really want to recap what that threat is. These people will kill adults and children without blinking an eyelid. They did it through lies. They did it through propaganda. They did it through fear, and they will do it again. And I want to reiterate that everything that I've shared with you today about these insane Australian laws is coming for the whole world. The plan is the same for everyone. Look how they operated in lockstep last time. And some people would think that some of that was chaotic. It wasn't chaotic. It was chaotic on purpose. They wanted to make it look like they needed a uniform approach next time, because the fact that we didn't handle COVID well enough was because too many countries did different things. The World Health Organization is meeting in secret this week to talk about amendments to the international health regulations. Thanks for that, Joe Biden. These people are going to implement this worldwide. And while they're doing their plans through the World Health Organization, a treaty or international health regulations amendments, they are planning on superseding your country's constitution and the very laws that we've discussed here today. And I'll recap really quickly. Forced injections, breaking into people's homes without a warrant, seizing people, taking them to camps that they are building all over the world, and forcibly injecting them, refusing them the right. UN members interrogating citizens in quarantine camps and counseling them, aka re-educating them about public health, so that they can jab 500 new vaccines into everyone in the world. And it says no one left behind. That means they want to jab you all. Specifically talking about how those who display dangerous behavior in not getting vaccinated are referred to in the criminal code that seeks to imprison them for life. Do we understand the danger of what is coming our way if we don't put a stop to these people? I'm not understating this. This is not an exaggeration. It is written into law, and everyone needs to know about this. The whole world needs to know about this. So I'm asking whoever is watching this broadcast, when it's posted separately as the fourth hour, or send the whole show. The whole show is important. Everything that InfoWars tells you is important. But specifically this segment, share it everywhere. Replay it if you've missed the start. We're talking about the Public Health Act of 2005 in Australia that covers all states. They've just amended it as of the 7th of September, 2022. It's over 400 pages long. I will be releasing a more detailed report on zmedia.com this week, and it will be uploaded onto zmedia on band.video. Please share this everywhere. It is so crucial for people to know what these maniacs plan on doing. I cannot believe that we are at the point where they are writing this into law. It is outrageous. And I mean, there are no words. There are no words. These people want you dead. And they just look at what they've done to Alex Jones through this ridiculous trial. This is an effort to silence free speech, but it's an example. It's an example through the current methods that they have, which is, you know, phony cases in court. Meanwhile, they're writing into legislation that they can take you by force and forcibly inject you in these places because you are a threat to so-called public health. And meanwhile, while they're doing all of this, they're also talking about liquefying human corpses in different places. We've got an example from Washington State, which legalized flesh goo, essentially. It was done, it's a mechanism for liquefying human corpses known as alkaline hydrolysis. Many of you would have heard of this. It went into effect, I believe, on May 1st, 2020. The law is RCW 68.50.110, and the passage refers to alkaline hydrolysis as the new legal means to dispose of human corpses. Washington State has developed this method to dispose of large masses of human bodies without having to dig mass graves or run incinerators, which would be detectable by drones. But it's not just Washington State that's done this. In the state of Queensland, Whitsunday Funerals in Mackay has applied to build the Gentle Way cremator. The Gentle Way. Listen to how they word this. It's unbelievable. And what they're saying is that after an application to build a traditional crematorium was rejected, a Queensland undertaker has lodged a new zero emissions plan to dissolve the departed. Zero emissions, of course, because this is good for climate change, which is the new religion that they have introduced into the world for the good of Mother Earth or whatever the heck these people say. They're talking about this being environmentally friendly and any waste or emissions could operate in the back room of, this new technology does not result in any waste or emissions. So again, really hammering home that this is good for the climate if they do this. This is going to stop, emissions of cremating bodies. So let's just liquefy the human corpses. But why are they doing this? We'll go into that in a minute. It says that there's actually a photo on that article. If the team can bring up the second photo that I sent through, it is so dystopian. It is unbelievable what these facilities look like. I look at it and I'm terrified. Hopefully we get that photo up very soon. There it is for everyone to see, the new environmentally friendly way to liquefy human corpses coming to the state of Queensland. Of course, the state of Queensland first and foremost, because that's how they slip everything else through. California, Governor Gavin Newsom signs law allowing human bodies to be turned into garden soil. That article was posted on the 20th of September. I believe the legislation is AB 351, which permits residents to select to have their remains composted after they die. This is enabled by the year 2027. Again, it's that key year of 2027. The Australian Pandemic Preparedness Plan says that we need to put these systems and measures in place by 2027, which, by the way, include collecting samples from human beings, so probably your DNA, regular monitoring and testing, so preemptively testing, no doubt using a faulty PCR that will produce the result of whatever so-called disease they're going to come up with. They'll just do what they did with COVID last time. The PCR, they'll run it at a higher cycle than what it's supposed to be run at, and it'll detect whatever they want to be detected, and they will create a new public health emergency the same way that they did last time. And of course, you know, we really need to talk about what sort of a precedent this sort of stuff sets. When you put this these things into legislation, allowing human bodies to be turned into garden soil for the sake of climate change, I'm disgusted by this. I'm sure that anyone watching is disgusted by this. But it's the same thing as, you know, bake the cake. Just bake the cake and everything will be okay. Don't stand up for your beliefs. Don't stand up for your religious freedom to say, no, actually, that violates my conscience. I'm not okay with this. Please go see someone else. I'm sure there's someone out there who would be willing to bake the cake for you. I'm sure that people watching know what I'm talking about. But a few years ago, in case you don't, there was a couple that asked a bakery to make them a cake. They were a same-sex couple getting married and the bakery didn't want to do it. And rightfully so, because if it violates your conscience, you should have the right to say, I'm so sorry. This is a violation of my conscience and my religion. I can't do this for you, but just go see Tom down the road. He'll do it for you. But no, we want to sue these people or try to sue these people into oblivion because you don't agree with me and you're violating my gay rights or whatever. And there's a double standard all the time with these people. But what I'm trying to establish here is this bake the cake precedent where we're introducing these things as new ideas. We're saying that this is okay now to sign laws allowing humans to be turned into compost and flesh goo. And the normalization of this, what does it lead to later? Does it lead to the dissidents that have gone into these facilities when they don't want to comply with all the laws that I just told you about today? Does it set the precedent for them to be turned into flesh goo and them to be composted to help climate change? Oh, we don't need these people. Our facilities are overrun. We've spent all this money on these quarantine facilities and these damn dissenters don't want to comply. They're going to be in prison for life anyway. Let's just liquefy them. I mean, it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, but need I remind you of Soylent Green? Soylent Green, which by 2022, if you read the plot, says by the cumulative effects of overpopulation, pollution, and an apparent climate catastrophe have caused severe worldwide shortages of food, water, and housing. So are we setting the precedent for the implementation of what we were shown in Soylent Green in their propaganda by the year 2027 because they keep talking about this year? And we know that this part of the agenda ends in 2030. It's been an honor to be with you all today. Head to zmedia.com or the Z Media banner on InfoWars on band.video for more information. Thank you so much and God bless you all.
You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in? You know everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are witnessing the Mark of the Beast system openly rolled out and announced. Whether you believe the Bible is inspired by God or the Word of God or not, what was written over 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos is coming true. A world government that makes you take a mark in the hand or the head to be able to buy and sell, and that you must worship the beast. That means follow what the beast says, or you can't buy or sell. It's not just that you have to have the mark to buy or sell. You've got to do what the beast wants you to do, or you cannot buy and sell. And that's where, in late 2022, we are. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given over $100 million by Government of Canada to roll out a world ID through the UN based on the Communist Chinese digital social credit score system. And now, just today, Bill Gates came out. Here's the article right here. And his foundation donated $200 million to expand digital ID surveillance system for the same Chinese communist control program. So the social credit score in communist China and all the control you see is the model of this system being rolled out in Spain, rolled out in Italy, rolled out in Germany, rolled out in Canada, and now they're trying to roll it out here in America. Just a few years ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said, you will have to take a microchip to buy and sell in the near future. And now here we are. So this is a huge, huge issue that they can then dictate to you through this new digital currency, through this world ID, every action you take in your life with a carbon tax, through the social credit score, through universal basic income as they shut off the regular economy and small businesses, making you sign on for government handout. But with that handout comes all of the rules of the game. This is no longer theoretical on some drawing board or some computer. This is something the bureaucrats and the mega corporations and major governments are doing. There's a race between the West and communist China to see with big tech who can put this in first. So it's scary, but at least we are exposing it, and at least we know about it. Just last week, PayPal said, if you criticize government, if you criticize open borders or forced injections or anything else, gun control, we're going to fine you $2,500 for what we say you're doing in your own personal life. We're going to surveil you, and then we're going to censor you. But within days of the announcement, they had to back off because of the backlash. So submitting to this only makes things worse. Standing up to it and saying no only makes things better. And that's why it's so important today, ladies and gentlemen, to say no to world war, no to nuclear war, no to open borders, no to pedophilia, no to the Satanism that is the New World Order. And you cannot do that better than sharing the articles and videos and links from InfoWars.com and Band.Video to be the Paul Revere's of your era and to get amazing products that God gave us through Mother Nature to empower our stamina, our energy, our libido, everything else, including our immune systems. And that's why, if you want to support the InfoWar at this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3, the missing link for health that blocks the bad halogens. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We've got a Save InfoWars 1776 mega sale running for the next week. The biggest sales up to 60% off in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, and join us during this important part of history.